Okay, I said in we're talking about judicial reform, and I said our task is to make those changes only which seem fitting and necessary to make the machinery of justice a more practical and useful tool in our times, bearing in mind that we have the high and undelegable obligation to pass along to our children not the best system we are capable of devising, but the best system that men have been able to devise from the dawn of history to the day of our children's maturity. Which is a way of saying, we don't have an obligation to sit down with a blank piece of paper and do the best we can in terms of creating a system. Our obligation is to preserve what's come before us, the wisdom of mankind of the day, and add to it whatever we fairly believe needs to be added to it. In making the machinery of justice service better, we're interested in two things: its efficiency and the quality of its product. In these two areas, efficiency and quality, much has been done in recent years, and the people of Michigan have a right to be proud of these accomplishments. By mandate of the 1963 Constitution, a single court system was created in this state. Justices of the peace and circuit court commissioners were abolished. A four-tier structure was launched, and so on. Then I compliment the organization of the Court of Appeals and talk about how well they've done. Talk about changes in the circuit court. A new generation of circuit judges taking office. The creation of the new district courts by the legislature. And I say in that regard, in the creation of the new district courts, this legislature was given a tough assignment. Not only was it necessary for you to harmonize the varied interests of diverse communities throughout the state, placate concerned local officials, protect the rights of court personnel, and establish agreeable election districts, but you had to do all these things by a two-thirds vote of your own number. You are certainly to be congratulated for adopting Act 154 of 1968 in the face of so many obstacles. And then you have created, and by its rules the Supreme Court has implemented, a statewide system of lower court justice which ought to be the envy of the nation. The people have given us good judges in the district court. They are able and dedicated men and women. And so on.
Okay.
Just one moment here. Judicial Tenure Commission. Somewhere I talk about the abolishment of recorders and or common pleas court, and particularly the question, the racial question involved in that. Let's see what I said here. Because I think it's we're talking about financially. Not 60 days ago, the Supreme Court presented to a committee of this House of Representatives an expanded judicial budget, including, among other things, a request for the necessary funds to put in motion a temporary crash program to clean up civil and criminal dockets in Detroit and Wayne County. This crash program would represent the first large-scale use of another new constitutional tool in the administration of justice, the use of former judges on special assignment where no vacancy exists. Just last month, the court sent to you its recommendation for the consolidation of the Recorder's Court of Detroit and the Circuit Court of Wayne County, including an outline for a much-needed district court in Detroit that would turn out to be the 36th District Court. The goal of making a Wayne County court system uniform with that of the rest of the state is one that has been long sought, long studied, long recommended, and long awaited. The technique which this legislature devised in the District Court Act to protect pension rights, transfer judges, secure the constitutional designation of incumbency on the ballot, and bring off an orderly transition of judicial business will be significant and useful in this undertaking.
That actually occurred 10 years later, right?
Yeah. I talked about establishing a criminal division within the circuit court that would take advantage of the expertise of those judges. Matter of fact, the second half of the Supreme Court's recommendation for restructuring the courts in Detroit is equally urgent and significant. It contemplates the creation of a district court in Detroit having two divisions, a civil division with judges to be elected by the people of the city at large, and a criminal division, the judges of which would be chosen by districts within the city. Now, here we were trying to do a couple things. We wanted to preserve the jobs of the common police court judges who were elected at large in the city. At the same time, we were trying to provide a system where there would be more black judges elected, and because that was a sticking point in terms of the consolidation of the court and the creation of the district court. There was the concern on the part of the black lawyers and the black community in Detroit that if they went citywide, they'd have mostly white judges.
Countywide?
Citywide.
Citywide. Oh, I beg your pardon.
This is still back in the 1960s. And at that point in time,